The Rose of Tralee had a big year this year, and Aidan Russell travelled to Tralee in Ireland to represent Ottawa, the Ottawa Centre, at the Rose Festival in Tralee in August. But prior to that, looking back over the 12 months and looking ahead to 12 months, it was a busy year for the Rose Centre in selecting a rose. And since Aidan was selected, she has been very busy organising events and raising the profile of the centre in the area. Aidan, thanks a million for coming along, and a happy new year to you.
Happy new year. Thank you so much for having me.
So looking back at 2025, I know you have an awful lot to talk about.
Oh my gosh, where do you want me to start?
Well, where it all started for you with the rose, and briefly then how it all came together and getting to Tralee, and what you've been doing since, and what you have in the plans for 2026.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I feel like it's crazy to stop and take stock of all of it. Like from selection in Ottawa to even the events that we did, or like the things that I went to before. We had the Canadian and Irish astronauts who were at the embassy. We then had a discussion on education at, I think it was Maynooth University. The president came to the embassy as well. And there was obviously Tralee, the biggest, craziest experience I've ever had. And then just, yeah, keeping up with community things upon coming back. We did pumpkin carving. We did a yoga class. We've done Christmas crafts. I went to my first ever Kaylee. That was incredible. Irish language lessons. Like, there's been so much. It's been so cool. Oh my gosh, Germany, Frankfurt, opening the Christmas markets. Like, it has been, in a way, so nonstop. But I really think that Tralee was just such an incredible experience. I mean, it will forever be the most incredible experience, but it was such a wonderful way to kick off my time as the Ottawa Rose, because it gave me so much momentum and so much energy coming back to Ottawa to do more and to really engage in more community things. But oh my gosh, I'm so excited for 2026. We have so much going on. There's the Boston and New York St. Patrick's Day parades. There's the Chernobyl trip. Unfortunately, I won't be able to go to that one, but couldn't get the time off of work. But there's the Chernobyl trip. There's our first ever All Canada event, where the Rose of Tralee, we are fairly certain this is moving forward, but yes, there's the first ever All Canada event for women in trades. So we're really excited. We're doing a lot of cool things this year.
Okay. Has it changed you?
The rose, like being a rose?
Mm-hmm.
That's a very interesting question. I think in some ways, yes. And in a lot of ways, no. But I would say that it's amplified things that were there. I've always loved leaning into community events, and I've always loved being around people and engaging in that sort of thing. But being the rose has really given me a space to be able to do that in such a meaningful way. Like I would have gone to these community events. I would have gone to all of the organized things that we have, but going as the rose and being able to connect with people in that way is something that, like, I never would have been able to do before. And I think it's given me a greater understanding for how important community is in ways that, like, I hadn't quite realized before.
The thing we hear lots about in the workplace, and we hear all over nowadays, is things like personal development. So would you say the Rose has helped you in personal development?
Oh my gosh, of course. Not even just on the surface, not surface, but not just on the things that you would have guessed, like, oh, you've improved public speaking, or oh, you've improved in the way that you engage with people, but in some of the more intimate ways, the softer skills that, I mean, those are soft skills, but you know what I mean? Some of the softer things that you really, I think I've grown very much as a person, and I've come into a space where I don't know how to put it. I think it's more of like I feel a bit more secure in who I am as an individual. And I think that it has given me, I was already proud to be Irish. I was already proud of my heritage and the culture, but I think it's really given me so many incredible opportunities to learn from so many brilliant and accomplished people who genuinely just want to connect. And I think that when you're in that sort of space, you don't feel like you have to prove anything. You just really get to show up as you are. And I think in the last, gosh, what, 8, 9 months has it been? I've been able to show up and figure out who is Aiden? Who do I show up as? And I think it's a really incredible thing that the roses has brought me, because it's such a unique experience.
And in that context, it was a particularly difficult year for you. You lost your dad. So yeah. In that grieving process and in the experience, would you say that it helped you grieve and that it helped you get more in touch with yourself also to that extent?
Yeah, I think it's been a very unique thing. The biggest thing that I was scared of when my dad passed was, well, first of all, what the heck are we going to do and how do we move forward? And there was that whole legal side of things. But the more personal side being, I don't ever want to forget him. I don't ever want to forget the sayings and the little quirks about him. And so many of those things were like, it's who you are. It's where you come from. And I think this year blessed me in so many ways with that, because meeting people where they'd say a silly little phrase and I'd go, oh, my dad said that. And I know it sounds silly to feel comfort in familiarity in some ways, but because he's gone and you have to accept that and cope with it. But I think that the rose, being in Tralee and then even just coming home and being around people, meeting a man who evidently grew up 2 blocks away from where my dad grew up, like that was something that, no, I can't ring my dad and go, oh my gosh, can you believe this? But I can talk with this man and go, wow, that's crazy. He grew up around that corner too. And that bake shop, oh my gosh, you went there too. Like, there have been so many things that have made me feel closer to him because of the culture and because of the community. And then even just having the opportunity to be there, to be in Ireland and to spread his ashes in Ireland and to spend time with people who it is truly just about community and support and coming together. I don't think I've ever felt, and I didn't think I would ever feel, that kind of love and support from so many people when I felt such a loss of it from him being gone. So it genuinely has been the most incredible blessing in disguise that I wouldn't have expected.
Now, I know your mum went to Tralee and your mum has been around you a lot for the events. Has the rose brought the two of you closer together?
You know what? It has. It's definitely brought her to Ottawa more. So physically, yes, it's brought her closer. But being a part of like the Irish culture and leaning into that sort of thing was always more me and my dad. And I think that she has her own connection to it. And like her dad, my maternal grandfather, was also Irish, but it had always just been something that my dad and I shared. And it has really given my mom and I an opportunity to, it's also funny. My mom was, back in her day, she was the Fiesta Queen, which is kind of like the pavilion in like the GTA. It was their version of the rose. And it's so funny that there are certain things that like we will connect over where I'll be like, oh, I don't know what to do for this. And she's already done something like it. Like she already has that history. So not only has it given us a space to connect in some of the Irish ways where we both like, I took her for her first sea swim when she came to Tralee and she was like, oh, I get it. Like, I get it now. I understand why you love this so much. But even from the rose side of things, like it's given us so many opportunities for her to, I'm stubborn. I don't love being told what to do, but I am the first to go, okay, I need some guidance. And it's given us a really unique opportunity where she can give me advice on those things. And we can also share a new thing together that we didn't have before necessarily. So that's been really cool.
So you mentioned New York, you mentioned Boston. Of course, the parade will be here in Ottawa on the, I think it's the 7th of March. And there is no rose selection in 2026. So you have your hands full to some degree to keep the profile there and to keep the centre very much in the forefront for not just up until 2027. So after the parades, are you looking out at some things that you want to try to promote?
Oh gosh, yeah. I mean, it's all going to have to come down to the centre and the capacity that the centre has. But I fully intend to get the absolute most out of this and to give the absolute most back until I have to hand over the sash. So the events do not stop, and the community organizations will not stop just after St. Patrick's Day. I mean, I'm fingers crossed that I can go back to Tralee in August to be there and to see it all again. I mean, we'll see. But no, I really do want to make the most of the year. I'm hoping that we can do something for St. Bridget's Day. I know that's before St. Patrick's Day, but mm-hmm. I'm hoping to put together something for Easter. I don't even know when Easter falls this year. I think it's April. But I'm hoping that we'll do something for Easter. I really want to do more with the Rosebuds as well, really foster that sort of community. And then, yeah, just really lean into, there are so many incredible Irish organizations in Ottawa that I had no idea even existed before the Rose, and they all have something so unique to offer that I'm very hopeful that the remainder of 2026 is about really amplifying other organizations in addition to the Rose Centre, because we're stronger together and there is mm-hmm. no reason mm-hmm. to all be engaging with our community. So I'm very hopeful that we can do more in the spring.
Excellent. Well, Aidan, I'm going to let you go, and thank you for taking the time, and as I say, wishing you all the best in 2026. And I know we'll be crossing each other's paths at the various things that are going on.
Yes, thank you.